coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Let's go to the Word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Come on now. Come on now. We are in this time. We are in this Moedim. We are in this time of the feast of the Lord. We're getting ready for the first fall feast, which is the feast of Passover, which we're going to be celebrating on April 28th. Come on, let me get this here real quick. Amen. April 28th. So you have to understand that the Bible says, listen, that to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So when you understand that when God sets a time, when God declares a time, a place, and a meeting, he expects his sons to show up. Notice I didn't say servants. You were created as sons of God because the Bible says that God created you in his image. Okay, Psalms 82 says that that you are God's and that you are all children of the Most High. So God sets these Moedims, these set times in the earth where he can come and fellowship, refresh, restore, and renew the relationship with his sons in the earth. So come on, let's go to the Word. Amen. Share the broadcast. Let your peeps know, amen. I'm over here on Instagram trying to get this here. Here we go. Let's make sure that all that is there. Let's see here. Bump, bump, bump. Amen and amen. So listen, let's go to the Word, amen. Woo, come on. Somebody better get this morning. This is, woo. I'm trying to stay still because when you understand that you are in a set time, you are in a set time. I'm going to say it again. You are in a set time. This is a time that God declared and God created. So that way you can connect with him and receive everything you need for the whole upcoming season. Okay. So let's go to Psalms 102. I only got about 5 minutes. Come on, because we've got the riff. We got Prophet Tanya coming on in about 5 minutes. Amen. So I want you to be ready with this word of encouragement about your season of favor. You are in a set time of favor. Can I say it again? You are in a set time of favor. Ha, glory. Okay, Psalms 102, verse. And then we'll also go to Deuteronomy 16 for today. So once again, Psalms 102, look at what it says. It says, verse 13, for you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, or yes, the set time is come. The set time is come. Can I say it again? The set time. You are in a set time. God declared this time. He declared this time. I'm going to say it again. He declared this time. Can you say it? Can you say it's my time? Come on now. Can you say it's my time? Oh my God. Come on now. I want you to get this morning. It's going to be your time. The set time is come for you. Now, here's what you got to understand. That a set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, which means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. So this is something that we didn't have anything to do with. God created and declared and set this time in the earth at creation. And He says, for the time to favor her is come. This word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life. So this is going to be a time and season. If you will receive this time and begin to prepare yourself and do the necessary things to be in his presence, that means, first of all, you're sowing your seed. See, you cannot have a harvest. You cannot receive manifestation without first sowing a seed. Okay, a seed, okay? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease, okay? Now, Deuteronomy chapter 16, okay? Come on now, get your Bibles. Come on now, Deuteronomy chapter 16. Woo, my God, my God. Come on, Deuteronomy chapter 16. Look at verse 1. It says, observe the month of Abib, which is right now, which we are in. This is God's calendar time. And keep the what? Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. Egypt represents the land of not enough. So the spirit of Egypt is a shackle. It's a place of bondage. It's a place of captivity. It's a place of slavery. Come on now. Can we get this up in here? Come on now. When you understand that what God is doing in your life is to put you in a place of liberty, a place of liberty. Can I say it again? You'll be in a place of liberty. The Bible says, ha, glory, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But it also says, ha, glory, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory. So listen, you have to understand, you are in a set time. It's already been prepared for you. God, now listen, Exodus chapter 3, he says, and I am come down to deliver. The Father himself comes down in this time to set you free. If he has to lead you by the hand, like he did the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, then he will do so. He'll be a cloud by day and a fire by night. But understand, this is going to be your time and season that you must understand. It's your time of liberty. Come on, somebody. Come on, someone type, I'm free. It is so. Come on, get it. I'm free. It is so. Come on now. Woo, glory. Come on now. You're free. You're free. High glory. High glory. You're free. You're free. No more debt. No more lack. No more poverty. Come on now. No more worry. No more fear, doubt, or unbelief. You are free. You are free. This is going to be your season of freedom. Woo, my God, in whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on, somebody, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. You are free. He's going to favor you. Everything that seemed like it wasn't working is going to begin to work in your favor. Everything, oh my God, everything around is getting ready to change and work in your favor. I know I'm prophesying to somebody right now. Everything's going to work in your favor. Come on, somebody. Now listen, how does this work? You have to sow your seed. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. You got to start, first of all, by sowing your seed, okay? Now, Genesis 8:22 says that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease, okay? So we've got everything right there. Listen, make sure you sow your seed. Sow your seed. You can use the New Beginning seed, which is 8888 or 18888. Or you can use the 2024 seed, which is $224 or $2,024. You can use the website at www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account. Or if you want to receive what's called the Terumah, okay, in the Hebrew, it's called it was a wave offering or a heave offering that the people gave directly to the prophet or the priest, and the priest would go behind the veil and declare the blessing of the Lord to remain in and rest in your house, according to Ezekiel 44:30, that he would declare that the blessing would rest. So this blessing with favor is going to be in your house. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease as they sow their seed. Father, as they sow the seed directly into the prophet, $ Prophet MD Bryant, that's the cash app, Prophet MD Bryant, $ Prophet MD Bryant. Father, I declare the blessing from the north, south, east, and west. I declare that they are blessed from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath. Father, they have favor. They have supernatural favor. They have favor. High glory. Favor, favor, favor in Jesus' name. Now listen, Prophet Tanya's getting ready to come on. Don't miss the broadcast this week. Don't miss the hour of power. We're going to be celebrating the Passover on April 28th. Listen, be blessed. See you tomorrow.